Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Mayor DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
That is one mouthful of a title I think we've mentioned before, but it kind of goes with the huge raft of stuff you've been doing throughout fair season.
Yeah, and we haven't even started the Linn County Fair yet.
Oh, jeepers.
I have been up at the Miami County Fair helping judge a few things at that fair. I also do quite a bit of horse show judging, so I get to see many of the different fairs that happen in Southeast Kansas. I actually even judged in Manhattan this year, and it is very interesting to go out and see the different things that each fair, each fair board, each county, each community offers at their county fair. They're all so different, but they're all so the same. And there are so many people that have to come together to make all of these fairs as successful as they are. And there are a lot of sponsors and businesses that contribute to not only the 4-H and the extension offices to make sure that we have awards, or like Landmark Bank steps up to the plate for Linn County and donates T-shirts to all of our 4-H and FFA members. And we have community members who graciously send a check every year, making sure that they get an award sponsored for the kids of our counties. And I know that's not specific to Linn County. That happens everywhere. Premium auctions and static auctions and silent auctions and all those things that happen where people donate their money to the kids and they're buying an animal that they don't even necessarily take home to take in their own freezer, unless they're paying the premium and the market price. And so those people are, you know, giving their money, and we have a lot of volunteers who give their time, who serve as superintendents or judges' assistants or food stand managers. And it just takes a lot of things to make a county fair work. And Franny Eastwood and I are very lucky. We have a great county to work in. We have great volunteers, just as I've seen in the other counties that I have worked in. And I just want to remind the 4-H families and the FFA families to make sure that we are extending our gratitude to those that are helping. Sometimes we forget, and I'm usually the one that hears it in Linn County of, hey, you know, we sponsored 10 awards, but we only got 6 thank you cards. People care. People still want to get a thank you of some type for what they're doing. They're not necessarily doing it for the recognition, but they want to know that these kids are still receiving what they're getting and are knowing that the art of a thank you is not lost. And I think it's important to remind people, and not even just in our 4-H, of how important a handwritten note or a thank you of some type, other than posting it on Facebook. Make it personal. Make it count. These individuals and businesses that I've mentioned before, they want to see our youth succeed, even if it's in Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts or the school. They're contributing to make sure that our kids have the best opportunities that we can. And so I would just remind our 4-H families, especially Linn County, as we're coming into the fair starting, and those that have already completed their fairs, that sit down and take a little bit of time and handwrite a note. Some of the best thank you cards that I get here at the office have little pencil drawings in them, and I can't read half of what it says, but that's not important. It's that we're teaching our kids that life skill of written communication and making sure that we're getting our thank yous set out. And so I know that most of us in the youth organizations that we work in, we know these things, but I think it's just good to have a reminder. And I got a nice letter from a gentleman in the mail just reminding me to remind the 4-H'ers that, hey, we didn't get very many thank yous last year. We're still going to contribute as much as we can, but not everybody feels that way. And so to help out these people that are organizing things like the county fairs to get dollars to help bring in different events and activities and prizes and buckles and auctions and different things like that, the more that we can thank those people for what they're doing and what we're appreciative of, the easier it is to get them to volunteer their time or their money. And so just wanted to send a quick reminder out on the airwaves, I guess, to say a written thank you is still where it's at. And the more of those we can see, the better they are. I will tell you, I don't get very many of them, but when I do, they're very important, and I hang them on my door. That is a super thing. So just reminder, buy a package of thank you and a few stamps and send them out to anybody you can think of, and it will not go unnoticed, I can guarantee you.
When we perform at elementary schools and things, I'll get a packet in the mail a couple of weeks later full of drawings and notes and all these little kids just excited because we played music for them. So, yeah, it does mean a lot to get those notes. Those are some of my most prized possessions, is those envelopes full of drawings. Well, thanks for the heads up and thanks for the wrap up. Is there any one particular moment? One moment. I'm sure there's probably a billion of them. Is there anything that stands out as being a moment of extra pride or something really special that happened this year out of the fairs that you've gone to and the people that you've interacted with?
Well, I have one instance that comes to mind, and it has nothing to do with any county fairs that have happened this year. I had a gentleman come into my office that is a longtime fair board member, longtime 4-H, probably just grandpa. I don't think we're great grandpa yet. He came in and he was talking about, you know, different things that happen and how sometimes in the heat of moments, people are not always the greatest. And he talked about going to the Bucket Calf Show. And he said, I was a young man and this kid took a minute to introduce me to his bucket calf. And he goes, I can't even tell you the kid's name, but I know that his bucket calf was named Bubblegum. And he was so excited because he had won a ribbon. And this gentleman, he said, I walked away from that experience with my cup full, a tear in my eye, and thought, why am I worried about what a parent or a grandparent is thinking? Because at the end of the day, that's what 4-H and these county fairs are about, is the kids. And I will tell you, he got a little teared up here. And when he left, I told the gals in the office, I might have made him cry this morning. And so that is a story from way back that got shared to me that I thought was important, was a good reminder that regardless of where we're at, you know, 4-H is a positive youth development organization. And if we can have these kids going home, that should fill our cup as an adult.
I think you just filled up my cup as well. That's wonderful. Kind of makes me sad that I missed out on meeting some of those, some of the kids and their calves and everything else, but it's good to have those stories to share around, so thank you for that one especially. Well, be safe out there, drink plenty of water while you're getting everything wrapped up and planning ahead for next year. We'll be thinking about what we get to talk about next time.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Audrey.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.